We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Evan Ezer, Hilchos Gittin, Halacha Dalet. We just finished a piece where Rav Nosson Zal expounded a lot on the topic of Yibum and Chalitza. Now there's just a short two-liner where Rav Nosson Zal says, Hilchos Oines Umefate, the laws in Shulchan Aruch Evan Ezer, which deal with a woman who was forced by a man to have relations with her, or mefate, the case where a woman was seduced, she was convinced to cooperate with having relations with a strange man, nichlal le'el, the discussion on that topic was included earlier in this volume, Behilchus Ksubas, where Rav Nosson Zal expounded on the topic of Ksuba, shemavoyer shom harbe be'inyan hachamishim kesef. There, Rav Nosson Zal expounded a lot on the penalty of 50 silver pieces, which the Torah tells us a man who committed these violations of Oines Amafata has to pay the father of the girl this sum, Chamishim Kesef. And over there, Rav Nosson Zal expounded on it a lot. Ayin Shom, take a look over there in Hilchos Ksubas for that discussion. And now he enters into the topic of Hilchos Soita. Again, still continuing based on the same chapter in Likutei Moran, Torah Lamed in Likutei Moran, and based on the same concepts we've been discussing till now, with which he used to explain the topic of a get, a divorce, and the topic of Yibum and Chalitza. Now he's going to go into a discussion on the topic of Soita and use that same chapter in Likutei Moran to clarify this topic. Paragraph Tesvov. V'ze b'chinas soita, she'tzrichen likach me'ofor she'bekarka ha'mishkon, litein el hamayim hamorim, v'aydei ze nivdekes. The Torah tells us that if a man suspected his wife of improper behavior with another man, he saw her associating with this man repeatedly, and her husband warns her that this is not healthy, this is not right, I insist that you stop all contact with that man. And after that, she continues to have contact, and at one point, witnesses see her go into a private place, a private room, with that man for the amount of time that it would take for them to commit a sin. Then, if her husband finds out about this, he's required to take his wife to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Mishkan, to present her to the Kohen, and there's the whole procedure of soita that's performed to show whether she actually committed a sin or not. And the Torah tells us if she committed a sin, this procedure that's performed with the water, with some of the dirt from the Mishkan, from the floor of the Mishkan, with the parsha of soita that's written on parchment with the names of Hashem that's scraped off and put into that water, she's given that mixture to drink. If she committed a sin, that water will cause an explosion inside of her. That water will bring about her death in a horrible manner. If she did not commit a sin, that water will bring a bracha into her life. If she didn't have children until then, this will give her the blessing of being able to have children. If it was difficult to have children, it'll become easy, that the Gemara discusses it in detail. So now Rav Nosson Zal says, Ki habal chayov lekanois leishtoi altisosri. A husband is obligated to have feelings of envy, again, within certain parameters, that it's my wife and her loyalty is only to me, and she's supposed to minimize her contact with other men. And if he sees his wife not minimizing her contact and her words, her speaking to other men, he's required to speak up. He's required to express his feelings. And some women would say, joking, oh, you're jealous? And the answer is, what do you mean? Of course. I'm religious. I'm Jewish. And we're going to see soon, the Zohar HaKadosh says, any relationship between husband and wife that does not have jealousy, any love that does not have jealousy associated with it, is not true love. If they really like each other, there's supposed to be a sensitivity within certain boundaries. Again, this can be taken to all kinds of extremes, and there are people who do crazy things. We're talking about within the norms of the Torah and within the norms of a religious environment, each one according to the environment that they choose to live in. So Rav Nosson Zal says, this concept of the Baal being mekane lishtoi is a form of reprimand. He's telling his wife, hey, what are you doing? I see that you're crossing a certain line. You're doing something that's not really so proper. I want you to stop. And Rav Nosson Zal says, ze bechinas toichocho anal. This is a form of reprimand, like we spoke about earlier. Shemoichiach oiso, he's reprimanding his wife. Shaloi tastir atzma, that she should not continue this kind of behavior of secluding herself with another man while she's married. V'afal pi shehu bederech bizoyin, and even if this comes off a little bit insulting, what do you mean? Are you suspecting me of improper? The answer is, however you want to interpret it. I'm telling you as your husband that I feel that there's a mistake being made, there's something wrong being done, and I'm telling you that I want this to change. Ki bevadai hu lo bizoyin godol ma shechoshdo umekane lo. Because of course this is very insulting to a woman, the fact that her husband suspects her. He suspects her that she's, he's expressing his feelings that she's vulnerable, and anyone can make a mistake, and anyone can fall into a deep pit, can cross lines, and do terrible things. Umekanelon, he's expressing this kanos towards her. Afal pikein, and yet despite that, he mechuyeves lekabal hatoichocha. The Torah tells us that she is required to accept those words, to accept it and respect what her husband said and change her behavior. And this interaction where the husband is expressing his dissatisfaction about something, he's saying that I disapprove of this. This is wrong, this is improper, and I insist that you change this. Through this toichocha, which comes off a little bit insulting, through this is going to be revealed chesed and ahava. How? Bebechinas, as the Zohar HaKadosh says in Vayechi, page 245, kol rechimusa deloy kosher imo kino, lav rechimusa rechimu. Any love which does not have a degree of jealousy attached to it is not true love. And here again, in today's society, in today's open society and West secular culture, et cetera, where these things are very normal, everybody's buddy-buddy, chummy-chummy, people socialize freely, couples get together freely, and the woman talks to the husband, to the other person's husband, etc. And if a person looks honestly, look where this has taken society. Look where it's taken the secular world, and to the degree that this has infiltrated into Jewish society and even the religious world, the more modern religious world, we know that there are results, chas v'shalom, there are fatalities that come out of this. There are divorces, there's all kinds of tzoras that comes when boundaries are not respected and when people don't study the boundaries that our Creator, that Hashem who created the world, created man, and knows human nature better than any of us and better than all the psychologists and better than everything. If Hashem says, keep back 2,000 feet, Hashem knows. Shedaiko al yedei hakina shehi b'chinas toichocha, that it's specifically through this jealousy and through this kanos, this zealousness of speaking up, the husband not swallowing his feelings but expressing his dissatisfaction, which is a form of toichocha, al yedei ze nizgale ava. This also shows, this is a display of love. How much he loves his wife and he cares about their relationship and he doesn't want to risk it being harmed in any way. Shehu bechinas chesed. And we know that ahava and chesed go together. As the pasuk says in Micha chapter 6, ahavas chesed. These two go together. So here's an example of toichocha, reprimand, bizoyon, insult, which you would usually associate with midas hadin. That's a form of din. And Rabbeinu Zal over there in chapter 30 in Likut Imran shows that when we need to create, to generate chesed, sometimes the way to generate chesed is through the proper toichocha, when there's the proper reprimand, and sometimes that reprimand even includes a little bit of bizoyon in it, but it's actually an expression of love. It's not an expression of hate, of negativity. It's an expression of positiveness. How important this relationship is to me. We mentioned the pasuk, Es asher yehav Hashem yochiach. The fact that Hashem allows other nations to do all kinds of terrible things and Hashem ignores it is not because, it's not because He likes them more than us. On the contrary, He don't care about them. They don't mean anything to Him. Whereas Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people, who are so important to Him, and He loves us so much, when He sees us stepping out of line, bang, He pulls the trigger sometimes. And sometimes it hurts. Sometimes we have to scream, ouch. But it's an expression of love, of ahavas chesed. V'zeh ha-chesed, hu ikar tikuna va'aliyosa. And this kindness is the main tikun for this woman, and this elevates the woman. Kalyidei ha-chesed, because Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likut Imran that through this chesed, choytchen oiso me ha-arba malchiois, we sever the connection, we cut the connection between the malchus of Kedusha and the malchus of the Sitra Achra, uma'alin oiso, and that's what gives us the ability to elevate the malchus of Kedusha el oir haponim, to the highest levels of ruchnius, to the oir haponim of Hashem, shebesholosh regolim, which shines especially on the three major holidays, where the Torah says, sholosh pomim bashono, yeroe kol zuchrucho es penei Hashem alekecho. That's when this oir haponim of Hashem is shining brightly. That's when we have an opportunity to separate a Jew who fell into the Sitra Achra, into Tumah, into all kinds of wrongdoings. That's an opportunity through Rabbeinu Zal over there explains in the Talmud that with chesed, there's a pasuk, ziru lechem letztaka, v'kitzru lefi chesed. That there is a type of chesed which cuts. It cuts the connection between Kedusha and Tumah. And once that connection is severed, then the lowest levels of Kedusha, the malchus, the woman, can be elevated, can be lifted up, and connected to the Oyer Haponim, to receive from the Oyer Haponim. Shemishom kol chiyusa v'kiyuma. And that's actually the source from which the malchus, the woman, draws all of her chiyus and her kiyum. V'alkein, and therefore, kishe'oiveres al dvorav, after the husband has already reprimanded his wife and he's spoken to her and he told her, watch it, and she goes ahead and continues to associate with that man and actually to seclude herself with that man, v'nistara, azai nivdekes halidei hamayim hamaorim, then she's given this test of drinking these waters, these cursed waters, this mayim hamaorim, shenoisnim bohem me'ofar shebekarka mishkan daika. And one of the important ingredients in that water is we take some of the dirt from the floor of the Mishkan or the Beis HaMikdosh. Why? What does that have to do with this? Ki b'hamishkan u'Beis HaMikdosh shom ikar oyer haponim. Because the Beis HaMikdosh and Mishkan are the centers of the oyer haponim of Hashem. That's where the oyer haponim of Hashem is most prominent, shines most brightly. Ki l'shom oylin boragolim lirois p'nei Hashem. Because where do we go on the holidays to see Hashem? We go to the Beis HaMikdosh. Aliyah l'regel, we go to Yerushalayim, we go to the Beis HaMikdosh. Kemoy shekosuv, sholosh pomim bashono, yero kol zchurcho, Espenei Hashem Aleikecho Bamokoim Asher Yivchar. Where are you going to see Hashem? There's a specific house, the house of the Beis Hamikdash. There you can, that's where this Oyer Haponim is shining so brightly. V'alkein, and therefore, Alidei He'ofor Hazeh Daiko Nivdekes. That's why it's dirt from the floor of the Beis Hamikdash that will be able to test this woman, to be able to check her out, to see if her connection to the Oyer Haponim is still there, or if she severed that connection completely. Ki ikar hachibur digdusha, because as we discussed earlier, and as Rabbi Nazal explains over there in Likut Imran, the main connection of holiness is hu bebechinas hasoga selukus al yedei hatzimtzumim. The main connection between Hashem and Earth, the planet Earth, between Hashem and Klal Yisrael, is all about Hasoga Selukus, an understanding of Hashem, being brought down and shrunken and shrunken. It's about Hashem's light being brought down billions of levels to a level where we can relate to it. One of the examples of this is the Torah, where Hashem, who is infinite, Ein lo demus haguf, Hashem has no shape or form. Hashem allows himself to be shrunken, to be brought down billions of levels, and to be contained within the letters of the Torah. The letters of the Torah are actually an expression of Hashem. Person wants to see, we spoke about seeing the face of Hashem. You see Hashem in the Beis Hamikdash, you see Hashem in the Torah. So the main chibur of Kedusha is Hasoga Selukus, a true understanding of Hashem, al yedei hatzimtzumim, through the different tzimtzumim, the different vessels, the different kelim. One of those kelim is the Beis Hamikdash, the Mishkan, the Mizbeach, the Kior, the Oron. All of those were kelim, vessels by which we relate to Hashem, through which we get to have an understanding about Hashem. Shehem bechinas malchus chochmotato. All of these tzimtzumim, all of these vessels, are all an example of the midah of malchus, the malchus of Hashem, which is also referred to as chochmotato, the lower level chochma, chochma that we can relate to in this world, by which we can perceive Hashem, through which we can use to relate to Hashem. Bechinas isho yiras Hashem. And this malchus, this chochmotato, is also referred to as the female, the woman. She'ikr chiyusa al yedei oyer haponim she'mekaplam bebeis hamikdash b'sholosh regolim hanal, whereby the main chiyus of the malchus, of the isha, comes from the oyer haponim, from chochma iloh, from the higher level, which we receive in the Beis Hamikdash on those three holidays. V'alkein shom nivdekes. That's why the place where the woman is checked out to see where she's holding is in the Beis Hamikdash, in the Mishkan, al yedei he'ofor hakodosh hazeh, through this holy dirt, the holy dirt of the Mishkan. Kimishom kol chiyusa v'kiyuma kanal, because that's where she draws her life, her spiritual energy comes from the Beis Hamikdash, from the Oyer Haponim of Hashem. V'alkein, and therefore, im nitma'a, we speak many times about the sun and the moon, about the male and female. These are all examples of chachma and malchus, the higher level and the lower level. And the malchus, which is represented by the woman, the shechina, receives its light from the sun, from the Beis Hamikdash, from the higher level of chachma. V'alkein, and therefore, im nitma'a, if she actually committed a sin, eino yechoilo lekabel chiyus misham, she will no longer be able to receive life from the Beis Hamikdash, from the Mishkan. Adarabba, just the opposite. Afar hamishkan noikem ba. This dirt from the Mishkan will take revenge again, will avenge the honor of Hashem. As the pasuk says, v'tzav so bitna, her stomach starts to become swollen, v'chulu v'chulu. Why? Because this light of the face of Hashem from which we draw all kinds of goodness, all kinds of sustenance. A few pages ago, we mentioned the pasuk that we say in Shmon Esrei, that Hashem should benefit us from His oyer haponim. Ki ba'oyer ponecho nosata Hashem alekeinu toiras chayim v'ahavas chesed utztoko uvrocha v'rachamim v'chayim v'sholoim. All of those things come from the oyer penei Hashem, the oyer haponim, when we're doing the right things, when we're behaving correctly. When we chas v'shalom choose to do the opposite, that same oyer haponim, that same ponim of Hashem, sends out a lightning bolt chas v'shalom. As the pasuk says, ki penei Hashem noikem borishoim. That same oyer haponim of Hashem takes revenge against Rishoim, against the wicked. Kamo shekosuv, as the pasuk says in Tehillim chapter 34, Penei Hashem bo'oisei ro lahachris me'eretz zichrom. That the face of Hashem beams its light on those people who act with evil to cut off, to erase their memory from the world, chas v'shalom. Avolim loid nitmo, whereas if she did not commit a sin, utohirahi, and she's really pure, azai, then the pasuk promises her, v'nikso v'nizra zora, she will be pure and she will be blessed with children. Ki kol chiyusa misham, because again, her entire chiyus, the chiyus of the woman, the malchus, the shechina, comes from the oyer haponim. V'kol ha'hoylada misham, and the whole ability to give birth comes from the oyer haponim, kanal, as we explained a few pages ago, when Rav Nosson Zal went into the whole topic of having children, that again, the seed, the zera, originates from the moyach of the husband, which again is that chochmo ilah, it's that hasoga selukus. That's where the whole power of hoylada originate. It originates from the brain, from hasoga selukus, being brought down, and placed inside of the woman to give her the ability to be moiled. Now Rav Nosson Zal continues, V'alkein moichakin parsha shel ha-toyra l'toych ha-mayim. Now you'll understand also why we do this incredible thing. We take a parsha of the Torah, from the parchment, those letters written with full ha, we scrape off the letters, we erase the letters, scrape them off, the ink, with the names of Hashem and everything, and put it into the water. Ki ha-toyro hi b'chinas pnei Hashem. Because just like the Beis HaMikdash is a place where we connect with the pnei Hashem, the Torah is the face of Hashem. There's a pasuk, v'hoyu einecha royois es moirecha, that when a person is learning Torah, you don't learn Torah with your ears, you learn Torah with your eyes. You're supposed to look at the Rebbe. The Arizal tells us that when a person, that when they do hagba, when they lift up the Sefer Torah and they hold the Sefer Torah open for the people to see, there's a special oyer haponim of Hashem, that the light of the face of Hashem is beaming out, and therefore it's advisable for a person to try to get close enough to the Hagba, close enough to the Sefer, where he can see the letters, he can make out the letters. If he's that close, then he receives that oyer haponim of Hashem that's shining forth from the letters of the Torah. So the Torah is Pnei Hashem, Bechinas Shivim Ponim LaTorah. As the Gemara and the Zohar Kodesh tells us, that there are the 70 interpretations of the Torah, which are called Ponim, 70 faces of the Torah. Uksav Oisiyas HaTorah, Heim Bechinas HaTzinsumim. And the letters of the Torah, the letters and the crowns and all the, they are these Tzinsumim, these Kalim, these vessels, these constrictions, whereby kaviyochel Hashem shrinks himself, bebechinas chochma ilah, taking the infinite wisdom of Hashem and shrinking it, betzimtzumim shel oisei saksav, and putting it into these letters, into the aleph and the gimel and the beis, into these letters which form words, which form sentences, which teach us about Hashem, everything we can possibly know about Hashem. Ki eino yecholo lekabel imenu kiim al yedei zeh, because the malchus, which is this world even, the world and especially the woman, cannot receive from the Oyer HaPonim of Hashem other than through these tzimtzumim, through these kelim. We cannot relate to Hashem other than via the Torah. People, the people who try to get all spiritual, and they go to the Himalayas and to Tibet, and they're going to go to these gurus, and everything, and they think they're going to connect with Hashem by fasting 600 days or by trying all kinds of other formulas, they don't know that Hashem has given us, Hashem has given mankind, He's given Klal Yisrael the ultimate bridge to connect for human beings in this physical, materialistic world to be able to connect with the infinite Hashem. Le'inyan kima yidezeh, kanal, as we explained earlier in paragraph Vav, le'inyan ksuba veget. When Rav Nosson Zal explained the whole concept of writing a ksuba and a get, that the kesher between husband and wife must be in writing. Got those words of the ksuba, because again, a ksuba is like a Torah. It's a piece of Torah. That ksuba is an example of Hasoga Selakus being put into tzimtzumim. That's what makes the connection between the man, who represents the Chachma Ilah, the sun, and the woman, who represents the Malchus, the moon, the lower level, the Chachma Tato. And so to a divorce, when we want to sever that connection, again, there's got to be a document in writing. It's got to be written. This piece of Torah has to be written to get in order to bring them back to the place where they were connected and sever the connection over there. Ayin Shom, look over there in paragraph Vav, where Rav Nosson Zal explained this, and he spoke about the fact that Oiraisa mechochma ilo nafkas, that the Torah comes from Chochmo Ilah. The Torah receives from Chochmo Ilah. And the Torah is the Tzimtzumim. The letters of the Torah are the Tzimtzumim, the Kelim, into which that Chochmo of the Ilah, that infinite knowledge of Hashem, has been placed into. V'yalkein daiko al yedei oisiyos hakdoshim shel ksivas haparsha shel haTorah hinevdekes. And this is why it's the letters of that parsha of the Torah, the parsha of Sota, that's written on parchment, everything, that's what's going to test the woman. That's what's going to prove whether she's innocent or guilty. Because the pasuk says in Hosea chapter 14, "Ki yeshorim darchei Hashem, tzadikim yelchubam upoishim yikoshlubam." The path of Hashem is straight. The path of Hashem is one path. That same path, tzaddikim will benefit from it, they will succeed with it, and poshim, sinners, people who sin intentionally, spitefully, yikoshlu bom, they will be nichshal in bom, in that same path in the Torah. Bom is a word that's used to be meramis to the Torah. Bom is the base of Bereshis and the mem of me'ema saikor and esashma. The word bom, when we say v'dibarto bom b'shivtcha v'esecha, it refers to the written Torah and the oral Torah. So that same Torah, tzadikim yelchubam, will give life to a person who merits to have life from it. And poishim, you got a person who committed a certain kind of sin, the Torah will smash them. The Torah will shoot them. Ukamai shamru, as the Gemara says in Yuma, page 72, v'samtem es devorai ele, the Gemara says, zocho nasaloi samchaim. If a Jew is worthy, then the Torah serves as an elixir of life for them. Loi zocha, if the person is unworthy, if they mess themselves up, if they crossed certain lines, then nase loi samoves. The Torah will be a poison to them. The Torah chasham will punish them. Ki elu oisies haTorah, shem b'chinas pnei Hashem, shemehem mekablim chiyus kishezoichin, because these letters of the Torah, which we said are like the face of Hashem. When a person is looking in a sefer, he's looking at Hashem. Those same letters from which we draw chiyus, the Torah is called Eitz Chaim here. It's Torah's Chaim, ki hu chayecho v'orach yomecho, kishezoichin, when you're zoiche, if you're playing ball with Hashem, if you're playing the right way, Heim atzmam noikmim boy, those same letters will punish the person severely, kishe'enoi zoicha, when they are unworthy, when they've crossed certain lines, Venasin loy samoves rachmon letzlan. And the Torah becomes a poison, a deadly poison. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'alkein nikreis soita. And now we can understand again why this woman specifically, who misbehaved in this manner, she's called a soita, al shem ruach shtus. The Gemara says it's based on the pasuk ki siste ishtoi. K'mo shom razal, as the Gemara says in soita, daf gim, page 3. Al pasuk ki siste ishtoi, the Gemara says there, she'ein ha-menoafin menoafin, ele im ke'nichnas bem ruach shtus. A man and woman who allow themselves to enter into this kind of forbidden relationship, a married woman who goes ahead and has relations with another man, etc., the only way they could do that is if they became temporarily insane. Crazy. It's a crazy, a ruach shtus, a craziness. A person would throw away a family. And again, we see this every day. People work so hard to get married, to build a family, relationships, there's so much involved. And for a 15-minute pleasure, for a person tosses up, is prepared to destroy worlds, whole worlds. I give the example many times that a couple of years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, one of the millionaires or billionaires in New York State, the governor of New York State, that's one of the highest levels of authority, of glory that a person could achieve in the materialistic world. New York State is larger than many countries. And again, more people and more power, financial power, the financial center of the world. And you get a person who climbs that ladder. How much work did it take for a person to climb that ladder to become a multi-millionaire and then to run for governor of the state of New York and to win, to get into that position? And again, this person, all eyes of the world, in today's times, with the media that we have today, a person blows his nose, and 6 billion people can know about it a second later. Mamish, a second later, with the internet, and in 1 second, the whole world knows about it. Obama, they interviewed him recently, and they were talking about the eavesdropping that the government is doing, that they're eavesdropping not just on their enemies and their friends. And so he made a statement that's saying he knows that when, if for breakfast, if instead of sunny side up, he has scrambled eggs, 3 seconds later, all over Europe, all the intelligence services in all the different countries know exactly what he had for breakfast and what he didn't have for breakfast. So in these times that we're living, imagine a person would allow himself to do such a silly thing, to jeopardize, to take a chance of getting caught, to jeopardize his family, his career, everything, to go ahead and stumble in this way, to be caught in a sinful act with women, and suddenly the whole world knows about it. No more governor, no more that, no more nothing. You know, person's whole life is destroyed. That's ruach shtus. Ki hu ruach shtus bevadai. Because Rav Nosson Zal says this is definitely a silly, stupid act of craziness for a person to do. Ki nimshach os. So now Rav Nosson Zal says, where does this come from? Here again, how do you get a normal, rational person to do something so silly, so crazy, to jeopardize a whole lifetime for this little thing? Rav Nosson Zal says, ki nimshach mebechinas chochmois chitzonius. This comes from a person's involvement in secular culture, in chochmas chitzonius, shehem bechinas ksilus ushtus, which are foolishness and narishkeit compared to the chochmas of the Torah. We spoke about this earlier in this halacha, that we have Hashem, we have the Torah Kedusha, which is hasoga salakus, and then on the other side of the spectrum, we have chochmas chitzonius. We have philosophy or other wisdoms of the world that people pursue and chase after, and people are given honorary degrees and doctorates and all kinds of tremendous kavod for the high level of achievement in these other wisdoms, which compared to the Chochmas HaTorah, are ksilus, Rabbi Nosson says. Some of them are totally nutty, ridiculous. We know that in many cases, the ones who need the psychiatrists the most are the psychiatrists. The people who study this knowledge and master it, usually they're the ones who this knowledge messes them up the most, chas v'shalom, and so on and so forth, with some rare exceptions. So Rabbi Nosson Zal says now, kishenoifel chas v'shalom, so therefore, when the lower levels of Chochmah of Kiddusha, which is called Chochmah Tator, when that falls into the hands of the Sitra Achra, and they become the ones who are the most respected for their knowledge, they're the ones who have the major universities and places of study, which have billions of dollars of funds to publicize them and to encourage, to attract people to come and study their wisdoms and everything. Kishenoifel chas v'shom ha'chochmat ha'tob ch'nasmach z'beneim sheze b'chinas Rabbeinu Zal writes there in Likutei Moharan, this is what the Pasuk speaks about, za'akas moishel baksilim, the outcry of the moishel, the malchus, when it finds itself among fools, when it has dropped into the hands of the Sitra Achra, into the other side, when they're the ones who are presenting themselves as if they are the Chachamim of the world. They're the ones, they're the teachers and the professors, and they're the ones who can really teach the world how to live well, or how to live properly. Ayin Shom, look over there in Torah Lamed, where Rabbeinu Zal expounds on this, Ukemavur Leil Mizeh, Oisei. As we spoke about this earlier, in paragraph, I think it's, no, sorry, ois, it's a hey or a ches, I'm not positive. Hey? Okay. Rabbeinu Zal says over there that again, we have Hasoga Selukus, we have the highest level, the deepest level knowledge of Hashem, which is called Chochmo Ilo. Then we have something called Chochmo Tator, which is the lowest levels of knowledge within the framework of Kiddusha, within the boundaries of Kiddusha. And then below that, we have what's called Chochmos Chitzonius, philosophy, certain studies of culture and wisdom that the Torah defines as being harmful, off limits, dangerous for a person. That Chas Shalom, sometimes instead of adding intellect to the person, it messes up the person's brain, Chas Shalom. Instead of being able to think more clearly and understand the true values in life, Chas Shalom, it does the opposite, Chas V'Shalom. V'alkein, and therefore, habedika, the checking out of this woman, al yedei hamayim kedoshim shebekior. Another important ingredient, we spoke about the earth from the floor of the Mishkan, we spoke about the letters of the Sefer Torah that get scraped off, and the third ingredient is water that's taken from the kior, from the special, special holy urn in the Mishkan, or the Beis Mikdash. Kimayim metaharin mikol hatumos, because we know the Torah teaches us that water can purify a person from all different types of impurity. Ki hamayim hein bechinas meimei hachesed, because water is usually associated with chesed. Fire is referred to as midas hadin, givura. The Zohar Kodesh says that Hashem's name Elokim, when it's written b'miloi, each letter is written as a word, it's b'gematria eish, represents fire. Ki bo eish Hashem nishpot, mishpotim, jot is fire. Water is usually referred to as meimei hachesed. Ki amayim hin b'chinas meimei hachesed, b'chinas hachesed anal, this is tied into that chesed we mentioned earlier, she'al yodoi koitzrin es hamalchus, which is what enables us to cut the connection, to sever the connection between the Malchus, the Chochmah Tator, and the Sitra Achra. Bechinas, as the Pasuk we mentioned earlier, Kitzru Lefi Chesed. You can make that cut with Chesed, the Chesed that comes from Teichocha. Ki Hamayim Hein Bechinas Chesed. Because water represents Chesed, v'nimshochin migvurois, and water originates from gevura. Bechinas, as the Mishnah says in the beginning of Tainus, Gevurois Geshamim. That Geshem rain comes from Gevura. In the bracha of Ato Gibor Le'olam Hashem, Mashivaruach Umoyred Hagoshem. Ukamashikosu Bezoyer HaKodesh, as the Zoyer HaKodesh explains this, Mayim Inun Liyamina, that water represents the right side, which is Chesed, V'chulu, etc. Hainu Ki HaMayim Emchinas Chesed Anal, Shenizgale Al Yedei HaToychocho Daiko. It's a Chesed that is revealed through Gvura, through harshness, through toichacha, through reprimand. Remember, Eis asher ye'ahav Hashem yoichiach. There's an ahava that's displayed through toichacha, through gvura. Shimchin es gvurois. V'alkein betoich ha-toichacha shehoichiach Moshe Rabbeinu es Yisrael. This is why we find, interestingly, that when Moshe Rabbeinu presents the toichacha in Parshas Bechukosai, he begins with the Kamei Shekosuv, Hizkir bo mayim. He discusses water over there. Kamei Shekosuv, Im bechukoisai teilechu, if you will follow in the path of Hashem, venosati gishmechem beitam, then you'll receive the full blessing of rain. The rain will come at the proper time, and it'll be a blessing. Vemlois ishmu, and if you won't listen, venosati es shmechem kabarzel, then the skies will dry up. The sky will be like rust. V'chein v'otzar es ha-shamayim v'lo yeh motor. Hashem will hold back the heavens and there'll be no rain. Ki meimei ha-chesed nimshochim al yedei toicho chodaiko. Because waters, the waters which are chesed, we receive that by accepting proper reprimand, by being reprimanded, and accepting the taking the reprimand the right way and behaving correctly. Rabbeinu Zal explained over there in the Kutimran that when you have this chesed that comes from toichacha, that chesed allows you to cut, to sever the connection between the Malchus Chochmat HaTorah and the Sitra Achra. You break that connection, and then the Chochmat HaTorah, the Malchus, can be elevated to connect with the Chochmah Eloah, with Hasogas Elikus. Shezeu Iker HaTachlis Mikol HaTachlisin. This is the main goal of all the goals of Klal Yisrael in this world. Our main goal is V'hoysol Hashem HaMalucha, to return the Malchus, that when the Malchus of Kedusha is in Golos, among the other nations, like we said, when they seem to be ruling and in control and everything, to bring that Malchus away from them, to cut it away from them, and return it, to restore it to Hashem and to Klal Yisrael. Yisrael, Mam Sheloisov. The Jews are the real kingdom of Hashem. And then to connect, to elevate that Malchus to the Chochmah. Like by Shlomo HaMelech, it says, that's when it says the Malchus was at its highest high, because Shlomo HaMelech was the combination of Melech and Chacham. There the Malchus was put into the highest, into the hands of the highest degree of Chachma. Alkein mazkir inyan hamayim b'yoyser b'chol ha-toychachos. This is why in the Torah, whenever Moshe Rabbeinu is reprimanding the Jews, or whenever any Elyanovi reprimands the Jews, it's always, watch it. If you behave properly, you'll get rain. If you don't behave properly, the water will be withheld. Because this mayim, which represents the chesed, which comes from the toichacha, this helps us cut the malchus. And it's for this reason that water has the ability to purify from all types of impurity. And a woman only becomes available to her husband pure through water, by immersing in water. Because all type of impurity is the result of what we spoke about here. Kisha sitrachra mizgaberes v'yoynekes mimalchus dikdusha b'yoyser. When the forces of the sitrachra become powerful enough to climb up and grab onto the Kedusha and draw from there. We mentioned the pasuk Ragleho Yordos Moves, that it's the feet of the Kedusha, the lower levels, the Malchus, the Chochmat HaTorah, that the Sitrachra is able to grab onto sometimes and draw from there. The Ikar HaTahara, and the main purification is when we cut that connection, we separate the Malchus from there. Sheze nase al yidei meimei hachesed shenimshochem migvurois. This is accomplished through waters of chesed that originate from gvura, from midas hagvura. And Rav Nosson is going to bring many proofs to this. We know that kohen, we'll see in a minute, kohen is always called chesed. Kohen is chesed. Avram Avinu is, Hashem said to Avram Avinu, you are kohen li'olam. And Avram is midas hachesed. Levi is gvura. And we know that the Koyhanim are B'nai Levi. The Koyhanim come from Shevet Levi. What's going on here? It's a contradiction. Make up your mind, right or left. Koyin is Chesed and Levi is Gvura. Koyin is a holy Chesed that comes from Gvura. It has the benefit because Chesed alone, unbridled Chesed, is dangerous. You need the Gvura, you need the Tzimtzum in order for it to be a healthy Chesed. Shehu bechinas haches amizgal idea toichocho shaydeze daiko choit chinas amalchus mivenem umal inoyis elor haponim vialkein. And now you'll understand an interesting parsha in the Torah. That the Torah tells us, ikar chafiras habeeros v'kiyumam hoyal idei Yitzchok. That when it came to digging wells in Eretz Yisrael to provide water for the people, the one who succeeded with his wells was Yitzchok Avinu, not Avram Avinu. Ki Avram Avinu shubchinas chesed, Avram Avinu who always represents chesed, hachnos asorchim, chofar be'eroi shomayim, he dug wells of water, shem b'chinas meimei hachesed, which are these meimei hachesed, in order to cut the connection between the Malchus to Chochmat HaTorah and to purify the Malchus from the negative influences of the Sitra Achra. Ki Avraham Osak Bozeh B'Yoyser Kama Shekosu B'Toyernal. Because over there in chapter 30 in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal shows that Avram Avinu was very, very involved in this. This is the four children that he brought into the world. Yitzchak, Yishmoel, Esav, and Yaakov, who represented the four, the Malchus, the full Malchus, which is represented by the letter Dalet, as Rabbeinu Zal expounds on this over there in chapter 30 in Likutei Moran. So Avram Avinu was very involved in the building up of the Malchus of Kedusha, in being Mamluch Hashem, in publicizing the Malchus of Hashem, and doing it through his chesed. Aval habe'erois sheloi loy neskaimu. However, the wells that he dug could not be permanent. They were not permanent. Ki sitmum pelishtim achrei mois Avram. Because the Torah tells us after Avram Avinu passed away, the Pelishtim stuffed up those wells. Kama shekosuv, v'chol habe'eros, asher chofru b'imei Avram Aviv, sitmum Pelishtim v'yamalim ofor. They threw dirt into it and they destroyed them. V'ze machmas shechesed shel Avraham lo nizgala adayin mitoich toichocha shubchinas gvurois. The chesed of Avram Avinu, it was chesed, but it wasn't the highest level. It didn't have a shlemus to it. It wasn't a chesed that comes from the toichocha, from gvura. Ad shebo Yitzchok, until Yitzchok Avinu came along, who is called Pachad Yitzchok. He's the one who's midas gvura. He's ready to kill himself for Hashem. Shu b'chinas gvurais, b'chinas toichocha anal. She'oz nizgale hachesed mitoich toichocha. That's when the chesed was revealed from within the midas hadin, from toichocha, v'alkein hoyo ikra tikkun habeiros v'kiyumam al yodoi daika. And therefore the main perfection and establishment of those wells in a permanent way was accomplished through Yitzchok Avinu. K'mo shekosuv, v'yoshov Yitzchok, Yitzchok Avinu returned to that place, Vayach boiris habeirois hashechofru b'mei Avram. He dug up those wells that had been originally dug during the time of Avram Avinu, and the Torah says, and that was it. Then nobody could stuff them up anymore. Ki ikar hisgalus hachesed b'chinas meimei hachesed hu'al yedei toichocho daiko shebechinas gvuras Yitzchak. Because the true display of loving kindness is only through reprimand, through proper reprimand. And this again is one of the tragedies, horrific tragedies of our generation, that the secularist cultures have given their thoughts, their opinions on raising children and on building relationships. And it's all about a love with no bound, no such thing as reprimand, no boundaries, unconditional love. Unconditional meaning literally unconditional, no free for all. The son can call his father, we're all on a first name basis, we're all equal, and I don't owe you anything, you don't owe me, no, you know. And again, we see the results when there's a chesed that comes without being, what's the word I'm looking for? Without being tempered. With gvura, with the midas hagvura, with this toichocha, we're talking about a healthy toichocha. Don't forget that in the last shir that Rabbi Nachman gave in his life, the final shir of his entire life, which was on Rosh Hashanah, Tav Kuf Ayin Aleph, he passed away 2 weeks later on Chai Tishrei. The last shir of his life, he began with the words, "Even though toichocha is so important and so special." He quoted the words of Rabbi Akiva in the Gemara, who said, I wonder if there's anybody in today's generation who's qualified to be Moichiach. That's Toichocha when it's being done, taking off the gloves, when it's being done in a certain kind of way, in a nasty way, you know, really smashing somebody, crushing somebody. We're talking about a reprimand that's done with all the proper boundaries of Halacha, and with the guidance of the true tzaddikim, you know, who teach us how to do it in a healthy, in a constructive, positive way, where it's not being done to break a child. It's not being done to show him who's boss. It's being done to bring out the best in him, to know that it's impossible for a child or a student or a worker, anybody, to be able to be productive in the fullest sense unless they're taught boundaries, unless they can handle being corrected, being shown that there's a better way to do something. Again, not being stepped on, not being, and again, sometimes it comes off a little bit, slightly, bederech bizoyon. We're not talking about telling somebody they're a nobody or a nothing or you're a failure. That we know is treif in the worst way. But being able to tell somebody, there's a pasuk, I remember my Rebbe Zichron Avrocha, Reb Michal, his yard site is going to be this Thursday night. Hey, Ov. He used to often quote a pasuk in Mishlei. The pasuk says, Al toichach letz pen yisnoeko. Do not reprimand a letz. A letz is a person who's always making fun. He's always make the wrong kind of, makes fun of everything, even things that are important. Making fun of religion, making fun of authority. Leitzonus is a terrible, terrible, terrible thing in life and in religion. It's one of the worst things. So the pasuk says, Al toichach letz, do not reprimand a letz, because he might hate you for it. And I was, instead of him saying thank you so much for pointing out that I'm doing something wrong, he'll resent you and hate you for him. So he used to say that one of the Meforshim says, Al toichach, don't reprimand somebody who's doing wrong by calling him a letz, by saying you're a letz, you're a bum, you're no good, because pen yisnoeko, that leads to the person hating you. But on the contrary, when you want to reprimand somebody, you tell him, somebody as intelligent, a good person like you, this isn't fitting for you. You pick the person up. You don't call him a nobody, nothing, failure. You tell the child or the worker, whoever, you're doing such a great job. This isn't fitting for you. So this isn't the right thing for you to be doing something like this on the side. And that's what the pasuk is being marames. Back inside. V'chol now Rav Nosson Zal adds the cherry on top. He defined each piece of this process of the soita, the earth and the writing of the Torah and the water and the Beis Hamikdash. Now the person in charge of this. V'chol habedikah shel ha-soita hu al yedei ha-kohen ish chesed. And the one who oversees this whole process is the kohen who is known as ish chesed. Shehu b'chinas Avraham, k'may shekosuv ato kohen li'olam. That's what Hashem said to Avram Avinu. Because Rabbein Nizal explains over there in chapter 30 in Likutei Moran, she'Avraham osak bozeh beyoser, that Avram Avinu was involved in this more than anybody else before him. Lachtoi hamalchus al yidei achesed, to cut the connection of the malchus. He's the one who chased after. Remember, there was a battle. There was World War I. People think World War I took place in the early 1900s. World War I took place a couple of thousand years ago when 9 kings decided to have it out. 5 kings against 4 kings. And the Torah tells us that the 4 kings were so powerful, they destroyed the 5 kings. And now they're in charge of the world. And they took Avram Avinu's nephew captive. They took Lot with them in the whole process. The Sifrei Kabbalah explained that was the whole purpose of the World War to begin with. The whole purpose was to capture the flag, capture Lot, from whom Moshiach was destined to come from. Lot would give birth to Moav, from where Rus would come from, and Dovid HaMelech and Moshiach. That was the real goal of that whole World War. Now they capture Lot, and Avram Avinu hears about it, and he says, no problem, let's go. And he goes to take on these 4 kings who represent the Malchus of the Sitra Achra, and sure enough defeats them and rescues Lot, takes him out of there and brings him back into the fold, saves him, you know, at the time. So that from Lot can come forth the Malchus of Kedusha, Dovid HaMelech and Moshiach. So Avram Avinu was Oisik in this process of cutting away the Malchus from the Sitra Achra, Alidea Chesed, Kamesha Kosovsham, as Rabbein Azal expounds on this over there in Torah Lamed. Ki ha-koyhanim heim b'nei Levi. Because Rabbein Azal says, take a look at this. Kohen is Chesed. Guess where they come from? They come from Shevet Levi. Shehu b'chinas Gevurois, who represent Gevura. Remember, Shimon and Levi destroy Shechem, destroy Yosef Atzat. B'chinas Toichocha. Hainu b'chinas chesed hamizgal al yedei ha-toichocha. The Kohen symbolizes this highest level of chesed that comes from toichocha. Shaydeze choyt chinas hamalchus u'mal enoysel oyer haponim. That, it's that kind of chesed that has the ability to sever the connection from the malchus, sever it from the sitra achra, and elevate it to the oyer haponim. That's why the Kohen was the one who oversaw this process of checking out this woman, seeing if she became totally attached to the Sitra Achra, if she actually committed a sin, then the Oyer HaPonim will punish her. If she didn't, then this will elevate her, this will bring her closer to the Oyer HaPonim and result in major bracha, children, better children, all the blessings that the Torah promises there if the woman is shown to be pure. Baruch Hashem li olam, amen v'amen. With this, Rav Nosson Zal concludes this halacha, halacha dalet, and the whole topic of gittin, the whole discussion. The next halacha is going to go into detail regarding the depth behind the topic of yibum and chalitza. It's Hashem. We'll hold it over here.